reality on the ground, the fact that in the middle of every conflict are civilians, people displaced from their homes, people facing obstacles getting basic medical services, and kids and families who desperately need food and water. I made certain at every step that this bill delivers badly needed humanitarian assistance for Gaza, Sudan, Ukraine, and many other regions caught in conflict. So now we're at the finish line. Let's vote to stand by our allies, to say to dictators like Putin that they cannot invade sovereign democracies freely and unchecked, and that America will not ignore the humanity and the cries for help from civilians who are caught in the middle of conflict and crossfire, who we must protect. Tonight, Moscow and Beijing are watching closely to see whether we have the vision to recognize how these crises are related and the resolve to come together and respond forcefully to them. Our adversaries are cheering for dysfunction. Let's show them unity instead. Let's show them the strength of democracy. Let's vote yes.
And so they did. Coming up, Brian Kilmeade, an old friend from the old days when I had a cottage industry that allowed me to fill in for some great hosts like Glenn Beck and Brian Kilmeade and Judge Andrew Napolitano and so many more Fox hosts along the way. I was their number one fill-in guy. We reunite in just a couple minutes as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
With Monday night's win over the Dallas Stars, the Vegas Golden Knights wrestled away home ice advantage in round one of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Game two is tonight in Texas. It'll be shown on local cable, Scripps Channel 34, as well as ESPN. A VGK win tonight would put the Stars in a deep hole as the series shifts back to Las Vegas for game three on Saturday at T-Mobile Arena. Another local football player is heading to the NFL. Former Bishop Gorman wide receiver Rome Odunze played for the Gales before moving on to the University of Washington. The 21-year-old Odunze is expected to be a first-round pick, possibly top 10 in tomorrow's NFL draft. The Las Vegas Aviators are in California, where they lost game one of a six-game series against the Rivercats.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the... AM 670, talk radio done right.
Hi, I'm attorney Kevin Rowe. Many people think all injury lawyers are the same, their experience is the same, and that the outcome of their case will be the same. That's just not true. Hurt in a wreck? Be cautious of which personal injury firm you hire. Look for a law firm with a proven track record of results, like Lerner & Rowe. We've collected billions of dollars for over 150,000 injured people. Hurt in a wreck? Any to check?
Lerner & Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Multi-state settlements. Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. Are you elderly and homebound? Do you travel away from home often? Are you a business owner? No matter what your situation is, Rolladen Rolling Shutters will help you protect your family and your business. Rolladen Rolling Shutters protects you against home invasions and protects your business from burglary. Don't give criminals a fighting chance. Call now for your free estimate. Add value to your home or business. Call 702-878-1072, 878-1072, or go to RolladenLV.com.
Hi, I'm Richard Frederick, and I'm a refugee. The only difference is I didn't come through the southern border. I came through a little town known as Prim, Nevada. That's right, I used to live in California, and I moved to Nevada because California sucks. I'm running for State Senate in District 5, and a vote for me ensures that your voice will get heard in Carson City. So join me in my efforts to fight for the people. Together, we can help make sure Nevada doesn't end up sucking too.
Paid for by committee to elect Richard Frederick.
Finley Chevrolet is Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealership. Again, find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Finley Chevy is a place to buy.
Home of the...
The LGBTQ Center of Las Vegas provides a range of health and wellness services in a safe and non-judgmental environment. You can get fast and comprehensive HIV testing, as well as screening for STIs, for little to no cost. Appointments are recommended, but walk-ins are welcome. Located in the heart of Las Vegas near downtown, the center also provides an on-site pharmacy. Get more information at thecenterlv.org. This message is sponsored by a grant through the Sands Corporation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Thought it was a rash, but my doctor said it was a tick bite.
Ticks can spread Lyme disease and other illnesses, leading to chronic health issues.
My brother was always having asthma flare-ups. Turns out a roach problem at home was causing it.
Allergens left behind by roaches and rodents are a major driver of asthma attacks.
When I had a fever and body aches, I never thought it was West Nile virus.
Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can spread serious diseases. Get the facts at pestworld.org.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
All told, really not in too bad a shape to start this Wednesday morning commute. No accidents actually being reported on the freeways in North Las Vegas. So watch for Nevada State Police off to the side with another vehicle. They're on I-15 northbound near Craig Road. Also heading into the Northwest Valley, same story. Nevada State Police on the off-ramp coming off of 95 northbound at Rainbow. And they do have some lanes blocked there on the Rainbow off-ramp leaving 95 northbound. All clear on I-15. No unexpected delays up and down the resort corridor right now. Sunny and clear. We'll have slightly cooler temperatures topping out in the mid-80s today. It's currently 66 degrees, and the wind gusts will still be around up to about 25 miles per hour. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic brought to you by Meineke Car Care Centers on AM 670 KMZQ.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It is live and local. Good to have you with us. You've seen him on Fox News Channel. You may have seen him in a previous appearance here in Las Vegas, but he's back. He is Brian Kilmeade from Fox and Friends. He's going to be at Green Valley Ranch Resort on Saturday night for a big performance at 7 o'clock. Brian Kilmeade joining us from New York City, where all the chaos is, the Trump trial, all the stuff that's been going on the college campuses at Columbia University, and he joins us now. Brian, first of all, thanks for joining us. Can you tell us a little bit about the show?
Well, put it this way. I've been able to write seven books. The Games Do Count. It's how you play the game. And then I went into history, the George Washington Secret Six, Thomas Jefferson, the Tripoli Pirates, Andrew Jackson, the Miracle of New Orleans, Sam Houston, the Alamo Avengers, the President and Freedom Fighter, now Teddy and Booker T. And I kind of moved through time and history. And along the way, when I was doing the sports books coming out of a sports background, I was just talking about what people did in sports as athletes and never became pro or, you know, necessarily didn't benefit from except for character. So I put together 72 people in 91, and I thought, man, that's a pretty cool talk when people have me out to talk about this to clubs, to associations, to events. They get inspired by people that put everything in and their glory is delayed. And I thought, what if I combine that with the history of the country in a conversational way, talk about what makes us an exceptional nation? And at the same time, I didn't know we'd be in the middle of a war in history. And it really propelled me to say, okay, book tour aside, what if instead of waiting for someone to book me to talk about this, what if I put together my own events where I have a chance to go out in a conversational way, talk about what's happening in the world, what's happening in our past, and be inspirational, motivational? And I've done it for the last 2 years, and now with the book out and done, this is the first time I'm doing it without a book release. But Teddy and Booker T, I'll have all my books there. I'll be able to sign it for everyone that wants it. T-shirts that say, T-shirts that talk about stay within yourself, which is my favorite catchphrase. And then when I go out and I talk to people, so it's my chance to meet 500,000 people at a time. And then, of course, at the end, we talk about what's happening with this election or what else is on everyone's mind in Henderson. You know, in Nevada, with your local races and with the national scene, what you might be witnessing in New York with these college campuses unrest, which you might be seeing with what's happening with the Trump trial.
Let me ask you about the protests, because we've been talking a lot about it on the show. We've been talking with national experts, and I'm curious your perspective. How do we get the genie back in the bottle? How do we undo all of this anti-Semitic stuff that's going on in New York, but now it's spreading all across the country?
I mean, yeah, you got MIT, you got Berkeley. What do we have? We had Rice. These are just things that are coming to us now. We have Emerson, a small college in the Northeast. And then you have Tufts College, a $90,000 school, a lot of foreigners there. So what do you do? First off, what I would do is back up and find out who's funding this. You know, it's a little bit different when you have people in the stands cheering for a team and they run into the field and they wreak havoc. This does not seem organic. This seems scripted. This seems very organized. It's not because people can text message. They know what they're saying. They're reading off their phones the phrases. They have all the same tents, if you notice. A lot of them have the same outfits. They have the same grills in Columbia. So why are they doing this? How are they doing this? Now, it's just, to me, it's beyond a few or Middle Eastern professors that hate Israel. To me, it's very scripted. And it's a lot has to do with the so-called elite students, Harvard and Yale and Dartmouth. You know, we haven't seen any uprising in Princeton, but I'm sure it's there, of a lot of these Ivy League schools. And I think we find out the funding, and then we find out the faculty, and then find out, too, if there was a way these presidents know the pressure on them. And the only way to get the pressure on them, the most expedient way, outside security, and saying these people could die if they go to school and are Jewish, is to lose their funding. More Robert Crafts have to stand up and say, I'm a billionaire, I went to Columbia, and I'm encouraging everyone to stop donating. That, to me, would mean a lot. And federal funding. Already been threatened by one congresswoman. I would think other people got to look at the funding into these universities. You got to make them talk with make their wallets pay attention.
Again, Brian Kilmeade joining us from Fox and Friends. We're talking about what's been going on our college campuses. Where did these people come from, and what were they doing before the last couple of weeks?
Great question. Well, we know what they were doing. They were rising up since October 10th, and I do think TikTok plays a role in this. You know, you see some of the numbers. They're stunning. Hashtag Students for Palestine with 10 times the amount of followers as support Israel. This is 2 days after the massacre. So I'm wondering, someone's orchestrating this. Someone's got the baton and orchestrating this. And I would go right back to China. China knows what divides America. Russia knows what divides America. Race, ethnicity, things like Israel, and it works to their advantage. Not so much against Israel. It works to their advantage to have unrest in America and keep us distracted.
Let me ask you about Donald J. Trump. It is incredible to me. He's been out here a number of times just in this election cycle. He promises he's going to be back very, very soon. You are close with the Trump camp. Can you talk a little bit about how he has managed to do this? The more he gets indicted, the more money he raises. It's incredible to me. And his polling numbers are solid as a rock. Can you explain how he has managed to do this?
Well, number one, up until now. Now he's got to stay in court a ridiculous amount of time. He was choosing to be there. There'd be breaks in the court. There'd be some evaluation time and then back in. This is the first time he's actually got to sit there, and this is really hurting him because, you know, there are battleground states in driving distance around here, and I think that he's missing an opportunity. I remember Mitt Romney was marginalized big time when he got the nomination virtually before the convention. And as soon as he became the basic nominee, Obama opened up on him and was able to define him before he could define himself. Trump will be harder. Biden is not Obama. He's a terrible campaigner. But I do think I worry. If you're a Trump guy, I worry about this trial more than any other, although this is the least substantive of anything that anybody listening right now will ever be faced with. But just the 6 weeks, 4 days a week, being locked in there, today's a half day, being locked in there until 4:30 will hurt, and the polls have closed a little bit. So I look for Trump to make the most of this. I look for him to do more like he did with the bodega. I mean, why not go up to Columbia? Why not condemn what we just spoke about? Why not go down to NYU and do it? Now, why not go to a grocery store and talk about the prices with somebody, a grocery store owner who's now been vilified because Biden says they're the problem? Why not do some of that? Do you know he's within 10 points of Biden in New York? So maybe he should take advantage. Maybe he should take a run at this. Word is they're putting something together in the Bronx and maybe Madison Square Garden, if Billy Joe will lend him the arena.
I love that. I love that. How does he, and you know him personally, you've interviewed him many, many times. Can you talk a little bit about how he keeps it together? I mean, it's amazing to me that he has survived this long and he never seems to wilt. His appearances are great. His rally speeches are dynamic. How does he do it?
He's a different person. Nobody can quite figure it out. And I think even his enemies have to say, I don't get it. How the hell he works through it. How did he emerge from 4 years in the White House look exactly the same? When you watch Jimmy Carter, George Bush, all these guys, Barack Obama got totally gray by the time he left. And then you look at Donald Trump and just goes, yeah, I'm Donald Trump. Yeah, I got the Russia investigation, had the impeachment, controversial election. What can you do? So he's back. I asked him that many times, and what he always says is, what choice do I have? I go, one choice would be not to run. He's like, no, I got to save the country.
And he has told me that multiple times, that he does this for love of country, and I believe him. I mean, there's no reason to doubt him. A weaker man would have given up long, long ago.
Yeah, and what I also think, too, is he hated to lose. Obviously, I hated the way he acted after the election didn't go his direction. January 6th, the documents are self-inflicted wounds, but they've been way overcharged and way overdone. So that's why it's boomeranging back to him. That's why when people bring up January 6th, you know, people roll their eyes who know that it was Michael Waltz, for example. That was a real threat. Congressman from Florida. He broke the arm. He broke the leg off a chair, told all these women to get in his office. And him and another guy, they had lookout outside the door. That's how threatened he was. But they have so overplayed the January 6th day as if they have nothing else in America. They've actually numbed us to it. But what Trump has done since then is thought about getting back and showing people that, yeah, you might have delayed my win, but I'm back again. And now I got this. I understand the position, more experienced than any other president in history. I know exactly who to staff, what the problem is. I don't know exactly the issues we'll be facing, but I know roughly the people I'll be facing them with. So I just think that he feels as though he's within striking distance of getting his job back. And that's what I think sustains him.
He will be appearing at the Grand Event Center at Green Valley Resort. I will tell you, I can't wait to see it. It's Saturday night, 7 o'clock. Tickets are on sale now.
Yeah, if you go to BrianKilmeade.com, click on it. You got VIP opportunities. I'll meet with you like an hour before the show, answer everybody's questions. Everybody gets a book, Teddy and Booker T, which I'll personalize, and we take pictures before. So if you want to get a VIP, that'll be great. Those are filling up too. So hopefully we'll sell the place out. Jimmy Fallon was just there, and he said it was a fantastic venue. I've been looking at some of the video. It looks great. So I can't wait to get there on Saturday night. Hope that everyone can come.
We will look forward to seeing you. Brian, thank you so much. I love what you do on Fox and Friends and Fox Nation. We will talk again on Saturday night.
All right, Kevin. See you then. Thanks so much.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Hi, I'm John Lee, and I'm running for Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Long before I stepped into the political arena, I had my own contracting business as a licensed master plumber. Those early days taught me problem solving and budgeting skills, values that I've carried into public service. As the mayor of North Las Vegas, I use those skills to turn a city drowning in debt into the most financially robust city in Nevada. Now, I'm ready to bring that same expertise and conservative principles to Congress. While I serve in Congress, I will focus on these main issues: protecting religious and personal freedoms, parental rights, working for a balanced budget, stopping illegal immigration, protecting Social Security and Medicare, and making our schools places of safety and learning again. We need strong support for law enforcement, as criminals must be held accountable for the harm that they do. I'm John Lee, and I approve of this message. To learn more about my campaign, please visit johnleeforcongress.com. Paid for by John Lee for Nevada.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Victoria Seaman, small business owner, public servant, bold leadership for Las Vegas. Victoria left Los Angeles 20 years ago to make Las Vegas home, leaving behind rising crime and a homelessness crisis. Victoria Seaman knows we can't let Las Vegas become California. That's why she fights every day to protect our way of life. In the state legislature, Victoria worked across the aisle to get results, protecting seniors and homeowners while championing small business. On the Las Vegas City Council, she tackles the tough problems others won't, leading Las Vegas into the future with a thriving economy. Now, Victoria Seaman is running for mayor to continue delivering for Las Vegas. Victoria backs the blue to keep our families safe and our streets clean. She'll create more transparency at City Hall, support tourism, and keep our taxes low. Always putting Las Vegas first. Victoria Seaman for mayor. Paid for by friends of Victoria Seaman.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We are sprinting to the finish line. Hope you enjoyed my friend Brian Kilmeade. For those of you that don't know, I used to fill in for national hosts from Fox News Radio, folks like Glenn Beck, folks like Judge Andrew Napolitano, and yes, even folks like Brian Kilmeade. I would get up in the morning and would end up filling in for him all across the country. Really cool to be able to reconnect with him here, and looking forward to being out at Green Valley Resort. It's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, I just know it. And knowing Brian Kilmeade, I'm sure it's going to be really entertaining. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Wednesday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. The Trump trial is underway. The chaos, the insanity, it's not getting any better. We'll break down the latest on that trial as we come up on the halfway point of the week.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. But first, you can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television. Galaxy devices or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. On this Wednesday, although it's obvious the Trump hush money trial is politically driven, there is some importance attached to it. The signal on that is how anxious the corporate media is to see Trump convicted. CNN and NBC, in particular, are salivating. The former president is not likely to be sent to prison, even if he's convicted, but he could be fined and embarrassed. He will not lose core support, but some independent voters might be influenced. Of course, the Biden campaign will run wild with any guilty verdict. However, Trump could derive benefit if Americans believe that he is being unfairly prosecuted. Corruption in the business and political world is a given in every nation. Wait until you see what we will present in my upcoming book, Confronting the Presidents. That statement does not excuse dubious behavior, but provides some context. Donald Trump is a target of the far left New York justice system. That is wrong because it's a misuse of power. And the entire country is negatively affected by this flimsy excuse for a trial. The Trump defense is hoping for a hung jury. That would be a huge victory for the former president. But really, there are no winners in this one. Back after this. Are you feeling the impact of the recent changes in the timeshare industry? My friends at Lone Star Transfer are the only company I trust to help you. For more than a decade, they have successfully helped over 20,000 owners get out of their timeshare with an A-plus rating at the Better Business Bureau. Customer service is their priority. For a free consultation and a guaranteed solution, 855-551-7066 or go to LoneStarTransfer.com. That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
People try to put us to death.
Talking about my generation.
Just because we get around.
Don't forget, Saturday night, Brian Kilmeade's going to perform at Green Valley Ranch Resort. The doors open at 6. The show is at 7. Tickets are available right now. We'll talk more about this as we get a little closer to Saturday. But Brian Kilmeade, good guy and really a solid talent on Fox and Friends. And he'll be right here in the Las Vegas Valley coming up on Saturday. One of the things we're going to do coming up in our next segment, very excited. Josh Levitt is a candidate for State Senate, District 18. It's the old Scott Hammond district, but it's been redistricted. It's no longer a safe Republican seat. Josh Levitt wants to be that nominee of the Republican Party. We'll talk with him about his candidacy and what's going on. And why he got the endorsement of Scott Hammond, but not of the governor. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Fallen apart with the disastrous decline of our government, our cities, and our lives brought on by Joe Biden and his radical Marxist handlers. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, 110% behind President Trump, former U.S. ambassador, a dedicated physician for over 28 years in Nevada, and now I'm taking on the radical liberal Jackie Rosen for the U.S. Senate. We've seen wars around the world, from Ukraine to Israel. America's next, and we need to stop it. We need to close our borders and institute the largest deportation program
program in U.S. history. We absolutely need to throw them out. We need to be energy independent and not reliant on those who hate America. Like I always say, drill, baby, drill. President Trump needs your help, and so do I. This is a political war on the home front, but we will win. Visit drjeffgunter.com to learn more, and let's take back our country, and let's take back the U.S. Senate. I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Jeff Gunter for Senate.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting.